The Poor Wife of the Billionaire. Chapter 131. Was this feeling love tips on how to flirt with girls? What the hell was this? Rupert cast an icy glance at Finley and said in a disdainful voice, "Boring." But he took the book from Finley anyway. Walking behind Rupert, Finley said respectfully, "Mr. Benton, I'll be returning to Dowbug tomorrow." "Okay." Rupert gave a slight nod. "Call me if you need anything." Rupert had complete trust in Finley's ability. Finley managed the day-to-day operations of the company these days. Rupert only needed to give instructions remotely. After Finley left, Rupert took a seat on the sofa. Leaning back against the cushions, he casually crossed his legs and read the book that Finley had given him. Annabelle slept soundly that night. When her eyes opened the next day, it was already noon. After washing her face and brushing her teeth, Annabelle got ready to go shopping with Anika. She had been in Paris for the past several days but was busy with issues related to ice and fire, so she hadn't got a chance to catch up with Anika. Since she had a rare day off today, she had invited Anika to go shopping with her. The second she opened the door, she was greeted with Rupert's tall and slender figure. "Rupert, why are you here?" Annabelle was caught a little off guard. With a smile, Rupert replied, "I'm waiting for you."
"Waiting for me? Why are you waiting for me?"
Annabelle was confused. What did Rupert want to do? "Let's go shopping today." Rupert's tone was a little overbearing and left no space for anyone to refuse him. Annabelle frowned as she retorted, "Didn't you just injure yourself and now need to rest?" Rupert had protected her in the explosion the other day. Although he had only pretended to be unconscious and seriously injured, the sheet of metal had still hurt his shoulder. "It's just a minor injury," Rupert replied with a grin. He grabbed her hand and urged, "Let's go." Annabelle was at a loss for words when she sat in the car. She had no choice but to text Anika. "Something urgent has come up. I will have to cancel." A few seconds later, Anika asked, "What's the matter? Are you with Rupert?" Annabelle replied, "Yes." Anika teased, "You let love take priority over friendship." Annabelle's lips twitched and she was just about to shoot back a reply when Rupert leaned in and whispered in her ear, "Here we are." Annabelle looked out of the window. The Eiffel Tower was just a little distance away. "Let's go," Rupert said as he opened her door for Annabelle. They strolled along the Seine River. Green trees and gorgeous views were present on both banks of the river. The park had several green spaces. From the distance, one could see dozens of iron bridges cross the river, adding to the exotic charm of the Seine River. Annabelle had visited Paris before, but she had never felt the view was as beautiful as it was today. "Sir, please buy a rose for your girlfriend," a girl carrying a large basket of roses said to Rupert just then. The word girlfriend made Rupert's heart soar. "I'll take them all." With raised eyebrows, he removed a stack of notes from his wallet and handed it to the little girl. "Keep the change." The little girl was ecstatic and looked at Annabelle with admiration. "Your boyfriend is so nice to you. You're so lucky." Annabelle was nonplussed and explained, "He's not my boyfriend." Rupert frowned at this and said, "Yes, I'm not her boyfriend but her fiancé." Annabelle was rendered speechless. "Seeing you have a fiancé who treats you so well makes me so envious." After saying that, the little girl pocketed the money and cheerfully went on her way. Rupert held the roses in his hands and looked at Annabelle with his intense gaze. "These are for you." "No, I don't want them," Annabelle said, shaking her head. "You don't like them?" Rupert asked in a dejected voice. "Isn't it true that all girls like roses?" That was what he had read in the book yesterday. The first step in pursuing a woman was to present her with flowers. However, this didn't seem to work on Annabelle. With a frown, Annabelle explained, "It's not appropriate for you to give me roses." She hadn't figured out her answer yet. She didn't want to accept roses from Rupert before she did.
Rupert gave a slight nod and brought his thin lips close to her ear. His deep voice was as captivating as a cello. Annabel, didn't I tell you that I was wooing you? Annabelle's heart was racing. She inhaled deeply and met Rupert's eyes. Rupert, let's play a game. Rupert was stunned and asked instinctively, what game? A game to test our fate, Annabel replied with pursed lips. Rupert's interest was piqued. How? You walk that way and I walk in the opposite direction. If we end up bumping into each other, that means we are destined to be together, Annabel elaborated. After considering it for a moment, Rupert nodded and said, okay. You go first. Worried that he might cheat, Annabel pointed him in the right direction. Rupert gazed deeply at her and said, I will prove that we're destined to be together. Seeing Rupert's tall figure becoming smaller as he walked away, Annabel felt a little upset. She couldn't figure out her feelings for him. Was her mind rattled? That seemed to be the case. Did she like him? A little bit. But was this feeling love? Annabel couldn't tell for certain. She only knew she had never had this feeling for anyone before meeting Rupert. However, she also knew that another woman resided in his heart, Candy. She was afraid. She was afraid that Rupert would only think of her as a stand-in for Candy. She was worried that he was also only pursuing her because of Candy. Should she accept his pursuit? After a few deep breaths, Annabel pushed away the baffling emotions and aimlessly wandered the streets of Paris. At dusk, Annabel hadn't met Rupert yet. Did fate not want them to meet? Her lips quirked up in a bitter smile. Just as she was about to hail a taxi to go back to the hotel, an amusement park a little distance away snagged her attention. This amusement park? Why did this place seem so familiar? She felt like she had been here before. Some vague memory fragments flashed through her mind, making her think that perhaps her parents had brought her here. Annabel kneaded her temples, willing herself to recall something, but came up empty-handed. From the time she started forming memories, she had been living with her grandfather. Her childhood memories were very obscure. It seemed that something very important had been wiped out from her memory. What was it? Annabel didn't know. Chapter 132. Who will you choose? When she was just 12, Annabel almost died from a serious illness. She recovered, but she forgot many things about her life before. Her grandfather told her that her parents died when she was a small child. For years, she had no memories of her parents. Each time Annabel tried to remember her childhood, a splitting headache would strike, so most of the time, she avoided thinking about it. Why was she suddenly gripped by thoughts of a family of three enjoying a day at the amusement park? It was so real. She couldn't help but feel drawn to that park. Standing its gates, Annabel looked inside, attempting to clear the haze around her memory. Before long, her head began to ache and her mood dampened. Why can't I remember? Even her parents' faces avoided her recollection. She clutched her aching head, feeling depressed. It was getting dark. She watched the neon lights change colors that spilled onto the street. It had been a sunny day, but now it was beginning to drizzle. A gust of cold wind buffeted Annabel and she began to shiver. Suddenly, a big black umbrella appeared above her head, protecting her from the rain. Surprised, Annabel turned to see who it was. Rupert, what are you doing here? Her heart rate doubled when she recognized him. Dressed in a gray suit that vividly flattered his perfect figure, Rupert looked extra handsome in the evening light. His tender gaze was fixed on her beautiful face. A smile to match his gaze appeared on his lips, further increasing his attractiveness. You wanted to test our fate. Meeting here, like this. Can you deny that it's the work of fate? Annabelle's heart skipped a beat. It was an enormous city, and the odds of meeting Rupert again were low, but she did. Was she destined to be with him? Rupert took off his suit jacket and carefully put it on her instead. Why are you standing here alone? He asked. His jacket was still warm from his body heat, and she was touched. I'm thinking about my parents. Your parents? Are they in your hometown now? Rupert asked, reasoning that it was also possible they were still in the countryside where Annabelle had grown up. "They passed away a long time ago," Annabelle responded with deep sadness. "I'm sorry." Rupert apologized in a hurry. His heart ached for her. "Actually, I can't remember what my parents looked like. My grandfather told me they died in an accident when I was very young." Annabelle sighed. "My father passed away when I was 15. Rupert felt compelled to share more of his past with her, since she was opening up to him. Annabelle gave a sympathetic nod. "I miss them very much." An idea suddenly grabbed Rupert, and he led Annabelle into the park. "I'll take you to see them." "See who?" Annabelle was confused, but she allowed herself to be led nonetheless. The drizzling rain stopped. Rupert kept walking until they reached the Ferris wheel. "I'm afraid of heights." Annabelle considered the immensity of the Ferris wheel towering above her. "Don't be afraid. I'm here," Rupert said with a gentle smile. Then, he literally swept her off her feet. "Ah." Before she could protest, Rupert carried her into the next waiting car. "What are you doing?" Annabelle was confused. "What on earth did this man want to do?" "Look over there." Rupert pointed at the sky. "Have you ever noticed that pair of bright stars?" Caught in a state of wonder, Annabelle looked for them. In the vast night sky, there were indeed two that shone more brightly than the others. "Your parents never really left. They're watching over you as stars now. They may be far away, but they still love you," Rupert whispered in her ear. "Really?" Annabelle knew it was merely a fantasy that Rupert had created to comfort her, but it moved her nonetheless. Smiling, she turned to him and almost bumped into his handsome face. He was very close, and his eyes gripped hers with a burning stare. His features must have received special attention from the gods, she marveled. She could feel his quickening breath, and doubtless he could feel hers as well. The car was a very narrow space. She looked out the window to distract her racing heart. When their car reached the pinnacle, would she be closer to her parents? The Ferris wheel continued to slowly turn, and their car continued to slowly rise. Rupert was a comfortable presence. In the moment, Annabelle forgot her fear of heights and everything else save the night sky. When they were at the highest point, Rupert tenderly kissed her cheek. The heat of his kiss spread through her entire body like an electric shock. "Annabelle, did you know? The top of a Ferris wheel is the closest place to happiness. If lovers kiss here, they will never be separated," Rupert said with a charming smile that Annabelle found very sexy. "Like I did just now." She flushed. "But we aren't lovers." She needed a moment to calm herself before she could protest his claim. "I'll be waiting for your answer. I hope you won't make me wait too long," Rupert said quietly. When he took her small hand in his, it seemed like a delicate bird disappearing into a welcoming grove. Annabelle's heart was beating so fast that she worried it might leap out of her throat. She closed her eyes to stop her world from reeling, and after a few moments, opened them again. She held his gaze as she asked, "If Candy comes back one day, who will you choose?" Annabelle knew she was killing the mood, but she just couldn't help it. Candy's existence bothered her, and she couldn't get over it. Chapter 133 Promise. Rupert didn't say a word. Without an expression on his face, he played with the umbrella in his hand. Though he remained silent, Annabelle knew what the answer was, her heart filled with bitterness. The space between them was quite narrow. As a result, the situation was pretty awkward. Just then, the Ferris wheel began to rotate and their car descended slowly. Before it stopped, Rupert looked up all of a sudden. He stared at Annabelle and said seriously, "I used to like Candy, but that's in the past. Now, I want to spend the rest of my life with you." There was something about his voice that made it so soothing. Annabelle couldn't help being charmed by what he just said. Her heart raced uncontrollably. "Do you really mean that?" she asked, pursing her lips. "Yes," Rupert replied, nodding faintly. "So, do you mind telling me the answer in advance?" "I do," Annabelle answered, raising the corners of her lips smugly. You have to wait for 2 months, and that's final. She was still a little surprised by his answer a few seconds ago. This was what she wanted to hear. But did he mean what he said? Did he really not like Candy anymore? She had been his obsession for many years. Although Annabelle felt a surge of excitement in her heart, she couldn't shake off her suspicion. Perhaps, if they gave each other more time, she would understand him better. That way, she might find out whether or not he was still yearning for Candy. Very well then. Rupert grinned helplessly. They soon got off the Ferris wheel and walked side by side in the amusement park. It was a very peaceful night. Street lamps shone on them, casting long shadows of the two. What kind of relationship did they share? Annabelle asked herself, tilting her head subconsciously. They were more than friends, but neither of them saw the other as their lover. It's late, Annabelle said in a hushed tone. She was exhausted from walking all day. Let's go back. They returned to the hotel. As soon as they entered the hall, a woman in a rose-red dress suddenly walked to them. Rupert, are you okay? On seeing who the person in question was, Annabelle furrowed her brow. What was Heather doing here? When did she come to Paris? Rupert was just as shocked. Why are you here? He asked coldly. I've been very worried about you of late, Heather replied. It's such a relief to know you are fine. From the look in her eyes, it was obvious that she was drawn to Rupert. She couldn't even hide her admiration for him. But this didn't sit well with Annabelle, who stepped forward and smiled sarcastically. Why does it bother you if my fiancé is fine or not? I care about him. Heather fixed her gaze on Annabelle. She was green with envy upon seeing how close Annabelle and Rupert were. Let's go, Rupert. Annabelle pulled Rupert's hand and both of them headed to the elevator. Following them, Heather noticed that they entered different rooms. Immediately, a thought rushed through her mind. If Rupert loved Annabelle, why then did they live in two different rooms? Could it be that he wasn't that into her? Heather guessed that Annabelle was pestering Rupert. What's so good about that country bumpkin? Why can't he see that she's just a woman who goes about seducing men? Heather murmured to herself. When Annabelle returned to her room, she decided to take a hot shower. While at it, the bathroom was covered in mist. Her mind couldn't stop pondering on Rupert's words. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Annabelle's lips raised slightly. She reached out for her pajamas and put them on. Then she saw Rupert's suit. She decided to return it. The moment she opened the door of her room, she heard Heather's flirtatious voice. I'm here to discuss the cooperation plan between Norman Group and Benton Group. Heather had been doing everything possible to convince her brother to let her work in Benton Group. But he hadn't given her a response. In her desperation, Heather stole Hooper's cooperation plan and came to Paris to look for Rupert, with the excuse of wanting to discuss the negotiation with him. Annabelle could see that Heather was wearing a slinky rose-colored skirt with suspenders, which revealed so much cleavage. Her hair was loose and draped on her shoulders, and she had very delicate makeup on. Is that so? Rupert grinned faintly. Sure it is. I brought the plan along. We can discuss it if you have time on your hands. Heather cast a charming glance at him. From where Rupert was standing, he could see the crack of the door to Annabelle's room. Out of the corner of his eye, he caught a glimpse of her unhappy look. This made him smile from ear to ear. Unaware of what was going on, Heather mistook the reason behind the sudden change in his expression. She thought Rupert was smiling at her. His breathtaking appearance almost made her knees give way. Her heart began to beat wildly. She knew that Rupert would fall for her since she dressed so sexy tonight. All she needed to do was put in more effort. He would become hers eventually. It was only a matter of time. Why don't we go to your room and have a word? Heather stepped forward and leaned against Rupert. The joy in her heart made her somewhat confident. Just then, Rupert moved aside and Heather lost her balance. In a wink of an eye, she was on the floor. It was such a funny incident that Annabelle burst into laughter. She walked over with Rupert's suit in her hand.
Heather, who would have guessed that you like lying on the floor?
How dare you?
Heather raised her head as soon as she sensed the mockery in Annabelle's question. It was such an embarrassing moment for her. She got up without further delay. Anger was written all over her.
Here is your suit. You left it in my room just now.
Annabelle turned to Rupert and spoke in a coquettish tone.
Heather couldn't believe what she just heard.
What did the both of them do?
Did Annabelle strip off his clothes?
The mere thought of this made Heather jealous.
Why wasn't Rupert looking at her?
His eyes were always on Annabelle.
To worsen the situation, Rupert held Annabelle's hand gently and they walked into his room.
Rupert, how about the plan?
Heather didn't want to give up, but he couldn't care less.
He shut the door in her face.
With both of her fists tightly clenched, a sinister look flashed through Heather's eyes.
Annabelle.
You are going to pay for this, she whispered.
Chapter 134. I don't want to see you again. As soon as Annabelle entered the room, she shook off Rupert's hand and asked, why did Heather come to visit you at this late hour?
Didn't you see everything?
Rupert asked with a chuckle.
She wanted to discuss the cooperation plan with you in the middle of the night.
Her voice dripped with jealousy for some reason.
Everyone knew that Heather adored Rupert.
Although Rupert hadn't paid any attention to Heather just now, Annabelle still felt a little uneasy when she saw how Heather spared no effort to flirt with him.
Annabelle, are you jealous?
Rupert elegantly took a seat on the sofa and pierced her with his gaze, a small smile playing on his lips.
Why should I be jealous?
Annabelle angrily tossed the suit she was holding at him.
Here you go.
Then she began walking out without sparing a backward glance.
A large arm wrapped around her waist the next second.
Rupert applied a little force to his arm.
Annabelle was caught off guard and lost her balance, falling into his arms. Her head bounced off his chest and she scoffed, "Let go of me."
As Annabelle's familiar subtle fragrance tickled Rupert's nose, he inhaled deeply. It was the greatest aphrodisiac for him. He tightened his arms around her waist and pressed her body to his.
Surrounded by his pheromones, Annabelle suddenly stiffened. She took a deep breath, frowned, and muttered,
"Rupert, what are you doing?"
Ah. His kiss swallowed her words before she could finish voicing her protest.
Rupert's eyes were ablaze with desire. He kissed Annabelle without hesitation.
Annabelle squirmed, but her movements seemed to further arouse his desire to conquer. He kissed her passionately and affectionately.
Gradually, his affection overwhelmed her and she stopped struggling.
The participation of the woman in his arms surprised him, making him want more.
A manic sensation gradually grew with the all-consuming kiss.
The temperature in the room rose steadily.
The woman in his arms was so soft and attractive and gradually morphed into the girl in his memory.
In a gruff voice, Rupert gasped, "Candy.
Candy."
Annabelle instantly came to her senses when she heard this name. She shoved him away and slapped him hard across the face.
The temperature in the room abruptly plunged. Her cheerful mood from the day vanished. Her chest heaved violently, and her gorgeous face bore an icy expression.
"Rupert, don't cross your limit."
The pain radiating on Rupert's face made him scowl.
"Right from the start, you have only viewed me as a substitute for candy."
Annabelle got to her feet, cold fury clear on her face.
"Everything you said on the Ferris wheel today was fake. Candy is the person you love, and she is the woman you want to spend the rest of your life with. But you can't find her right now, so you've substituted her with me. Rupert, I don't want to be a replacement. You wanted my answer, right?
Let me give it to you now. My answer is..."
Before she could say the word no, Rupert hurriedly interrupted,
"Annabelle, it's not like that."
"Not like that?
Then how is it?"
Her lips quirked up into a sarcastic smile. She was not a fool.
Rupert blurted out Candy's name in the romantic moment just now, which proved everything.
Rupert's Adam's apple bobbed. He didn't know how to explain it.
Annabelle reminded him so much of Candy that he felt Candy was the one present,
which was why he said her name. But Annabelle's impression was that he thought of her as Candy's substitute. It was not the truth. "You don't have anything to say, do you? Rupert, I don't want to see you again." After saying this frostily, Annabelle turned on her heel and left. Her heart burned with so much pain, it was as if sulfuric acid had been poured over it. She was so stupid that she almost believed everything Rupert said on the Ferris wheel. Fortunately, she wasn't deeply in love with him. It was not too late for her to leave this relationship and correct her mistake. Heather watched Annabelle and Rupert enter his room and imagined them having sex. She was so furious that her face looked contorted. "I must get rid of Annabelle. Rupert is mine," Heather murmured. After standing outside their room in a trance for a while, she reluctantly made her way back to her room. Just as she reached the elevator, she spotted a familiar figure leaving the innermost room. Annie. It seemed she had returned to France. Heather stopped and observed her curiously. Annie was wearing a white dress, which was almost transparent. She was flirtatiously hanging onto an old man's arm. Heather recognized the old man. He was Joseph, a famous director. Annie was almost glued to the old man. "Honey, I love you. You have to make me the leading actress in your play." Joseph squeezed Annie's buttock. "You did a good job tonight. But several actresses want to get the lead role. You know that your reputation has recently taken a beating." "I was framed." Annie bit her lower lip, looking wrong. "It was all Annabelle's fault. Annie was caught cheating by the media, and her private life was exposed to the public. Because of this, her image as a pure woman, which she had worked hard to cultivate with Brett's help, was destroyed. Many companies terminated their contracts with her. Now she was unable to bag any job. She could only trade sexual favors and sleep with the director to fight for a role. She had tried her best to please Joseph, but he was not willing to give her the part of the female lead. "I believe you were framed. But it's pointless. The audience doesn't buy it." Joseph threw his arms out. "How about this? I'll call you tomorrow night and we can talk." "Okay." Annie felt slightly helpless. Of course, she knew the meaning behind this old goat's suggestion. But right now, he was her only life-saving straw, so she could only firmly grasp it. "I'll wait for you tomorrow night," Joseph said as he leered at Annie and closed the door. Her face darkened. She rubbed the spot where Joseph had hurt her just now, whirled around, and was about to leave. At this moment, she heard a woman's voice call out, "Annie, hi." Annie looked up and saw Heather standing in front of her. "Heather." Annie called out in surprise. Heather's eyes swept over Annie's body and she spotted bruises on her body under her thin dress. Heather had heard that Joseph was a freak in bed, but she didn't expect Annie to drop to this level. It seemed that she had been left with no other choice. And Annie's current situation was related to Annabelle. Heather smiled inwardly. She had been thinking about how to deal with Annabelle. Now, she had an idea. Chapter 135. "You care about him. What's the matter, Annie?" Heather asked, pretending to be worried. Annie was embarrassed and tried to pull her dress lower, but she couldn't hide anything. So she just smiled awkwardly. "I fell by accident." "Oh, really?" Heather did not reveal her lies. She pretended to be nice and said, "Come with me to my room. I have an ointment. It's not good if your bruises leave scars." "Thank you so much." Annie nodded. Joseph had tortured her, and now her entire body hurt like it was falling apart. She just wanted to rest. Heather led Annie into her room and handed her the ointment. "I appreciate it." Annie was moved. "How are things between you and Brett?" Heather questioned, although she knew the answer. Annie became sad when she heard Heather mention Brett. "Brett broke up with me." Annie spoke in a sad and hesitant tone. "Why did he break up with you? Is it because of what took place at the banquet that day?" Heather asked in a casual tone. Annie bit her lower lip and said, "It's because of Annabelle. It's all her fault. The glass of red wine at the feast was intended for Annabelle, but Annabelle feigned to sip it to deceive her and then poured the wine all into her mouth, humiliating her in front of everyone. Brett couldn't have broken up with her if it hadn't been for Annabelle. And she wouldn't have been reduced to the point where she needed to make love with Joseph to get a role. Heather became enlightened all of a sudden. It turns out that Annabelle was responsible for what transpired that day. Yes, she was. Annie gritted her teeth in hatred at the thought of Annabelle. What can possibly be good about Annabelle? What else can she do other than seducing men? Heather narrowed her eyes. But it's easy to make Brett change his mind about you. What can you do to make Brett change his mind? Annie asked eagerly. She was ready to do anything to make Brett change his mind. Heather smiled and said, Brett broke up with you. And it was mainly because of Annabelle. If Brett finds out what type of a person Annabelle is and we make her admit that she framed you that day, he will change his mind. How could Annabelle confess? Annie became furious. Heather moved closer and whispered something in Annie's ear. Annie cracked a grin. I will see to it that Annabelle dies this time. It was late in the evening. Annabelle tossed and turned in the bed. She suddenly remembered what Rupert had said to her on the Ferris wheel and what he had blurted out in his room when she aroused his sexual desires. Candy. She was confused and couldn't figure out what Rupert meant. Suddenly, Annabelle sat up and called Anika. Come drink with me at the bar. Anika was asleep when she received a phone call from Annabelle. She answered, irritated, look at the time. It's midnight. What's the matter with you? I'm not in a good mood, Annabelle grumbled. Anika awoke and asked, what's wrong? Let's talk when we meet, Annabelle stated indifferently. Anika stood up and grabbed the car keys. Send me your location, and I'll pick you up. Annabelle got dressed and went to wait for Anika at the gate. Annie left Heather's room. She was about to leave when she noticed Annabelle standing at the gate. She swiftly hid in a corner. She had just learned from Heather that Annabelle and Rupert also resided in this hotel. Annie wondered why Annabelle was standing at the gate alone at that time of the night. She glared at Annabelle. Was she secretly seeing another man late at night? Anika's car pulled up beside Annabelle. She rolled down the window and stated, Annabelle, get in the car. Annabelle then opened the door and sat in the passenger seat. Annie only saw Annabelle enter a white Maserati, but she didn't catch a glimpse of the driver. Annabelle, she reasoned, was seeing another man behind Rupert's back. Annie hastily stopped a cab. Follow the vehicle in front. Anika looked at Annabelle and asked, what's wrong with you? Did Rupert anger you again? Don't bring him up. Annabelle became angry when she heard his name. At this, Anika cracked a grin. It looked like her hunch was right once again. Only Rupert could infuriate Annabelle to this degree. Anika walked Annabelle to the bar, sat her in a corner, and poured her a glass of red wine. Tell me, what did Rupert do this time? Annabelle drank the wine all at once. I don't know what to say. What do you mean? Anika couldn't be more puzzled. Annabelle poured herself another glass of wine and gently shook it. Rupert is in love with another girl. Annabelle then gave Anika a quick summary of the story of Rupert and Candy. Anika nodded. Do you think Rupert treats you as a substitute for Candy? Isn't that the case? Annabelle scowled and seemed to be thinking deeply about something. I don't think that is true. Anika shook his head. Since Rupert is pursuing you, why are you still hesitating? When it comes to romantic relationships, I'm a neat freak, Annabelle declared. I can't allow partner to be constantly missing someone else. All right, and what about Rory? He loves you deeply, but you still reject him. Anika pursed her lips disapprovingly. Would you mind if Rory had someone else in his mind? Annabelle's concern over Rupert's first love suggested that she had feelings for him. Rory. Annabelle was shocked. We are just friends. It doesn't matter whether he has someone else in his mind or not. See? That's the point. Anika smiled. Annabelle, you have fallen in love with Rupert. Otherwise, why would you be bothered by Candy? Is that so? Annabelle stroked her forehead irritably. Can you just stop talking about Rupert? When Anika saw Annabelle's face get red, she grinned and quickly changed the subject. Will you be attending tomorrow night's auction for charity?
Of course. Annabelle nodded slightly. The charity auction was sponsored by Leo Studio. At first, Annabelle had no intention of attending, but she suddenly changed her mind. Annie arrived at the bar. She wore a hat to cover her face and looked around for Annabelle. It would be great if she saw the man Annabelle was having an affair with. Annabelle had caused her so much pain. She had to repay her thousands of times. Chapter 136 Charity Auction. Annie scanned the bar and discovered Annabelle sitting in the corner. However, her companion wasn't a man but a rather familiar woman. After staring at the woman for a while, Annie finally remembered that the woman was Anika, the person in charge of Leo Studio. Back when Benton Group was involved in a plagiarism scandal, Anika stepped forward to testify for Annabelle and proved Marilyn was guilty of the act. What was the relationship between Anika and Annabelle? Didn't they say Annabelle was merely a bumpkin from the countryside? Why was she with Anika? The two of them conversed and giggled, as if they were always on good terms. Annie was slightly confused. She quietly sat somewhere not too far away from them both and heard that Annabelle would be attending tomorrow's charity auction. Charity auction? Annie flashed a devious smile before quickly sending Heather a message. Annabelle will be attending Leo Studio's charity auction tomorrow. Heather soon replied, "You get ready." After a few glasses of wine, Annabelle began to feel slightly tipsy. Anika stopped Annabelle from taking another sip of her wine and said, "Don't drink. Come over to my place for a nap." "Okay." Exhausted, Annabelle rubbed her temples. Feeling slightly drunk, she stood up and walked to the door with Anika. Out of the corner of her eye, she suddenly spotted a familiar figure. Annie. Annabelle frowned, wondering whether or not it was a coincidence bumping into Annie at the bar. After a night's rest at Anika's place, Annabelle woke up at noon the next day. As she massaged the space between her eyebrows, she saw Anika's message. "I'm going to prepare for the charity dinner. There's breakfast in the kitchen that you could heat up. I've also sent you Leo Studio's new product launch for the next season. See you tonight." Good friends were always considerate. A sense of warmth welled up in Annabelle's heart. After breakfast, Annabelle carefully went over the plan Anika forwarded her and added a few comments. Tonight's charity dinner would be held at a 5-star hotel. As the person in charge of the charity dinner, Anika went to the hotel early in the morning to ensure they were fully prepared. After greeting Anika, Annabelle took her seat in an inconspicuous corner. This charity auction would be held by Leo Studio with many celebrities invited. Heather asked Hooper for an invitation and entered the auction hall. She looked around the venue and saw Annabelle sitting in the corner. However, Rupert wasn't there. It seemed he wasn't too fond of Annabelle. Otherwise, she would not have been out the previous night and come to the charity auction alone. Heather's eyes glimmered with undeniable mischief. "I'm going to teach you an unforgettable lesson tonight, Annabelle." At 8 o'clock in the evening, the auction officially began. The MC announced, "Welcome to Leo Studio's charity auction. All proceeds will be donated by the studio to charity. Thank you all for the support. Tonight, a total of 10 items donated by Leo Studio will be up for sale in the hope that they will find their new owners. Now, the auction officially begins. The first item up for auction is a porcelain bowl. It is an antique from the Tang Dynasty. The female assistant gracefully walked to the center of the stage carrying a delicate tray. The MC removed the red cloth and I revealed the cyan porcelain bowl. The starting bid price of this item is $500,000. Each bid increase will be no less than $50,000. Those interested may start bidding. Annabelle raised her head to take a look at the porcelain bowl and realized it was her grandpa's previous gift to her. There were so many antiques in her house, and she decided to auction some of them. Eventually, the porcelain bow was sold at $2 million. The second item up for auction was a fluffy, lifelike cat. "Isn't this plush cat adorable? Don't underestimate it,"
though. This was made by Leo. Its eyes were made of diamonds, making it a highly valuable collectible. Someone whispered, "It turns out Leo made it. That must be very expensive. I wonder who will get it." The cat was tailor-made by Annabelle. She was quite fond of it, which was why she decided to buy it back. This cat is up for auction starting at $1 million. Each bid should be no less than $100,000. The bidding is now open. As soon as the MC finished speaking, someone raised a paddle and exclaimed, $1,200,000. $1,500,000. $2 million. The bids increased and soon reached $5 million. The current bidding price is $5 million. Anyone willing to place a bigger offer? Annabelle opened her lips and declared, $10 million. This lady bid $10 million. Is there anyone else? Before the MC could finish his words, Heather swiftly raised her paddle. $12 million. Heather shot Annabelle a venomous glare. In fact, she never intended to bid to get the cat. All she wanted was to steal whatever Annabelle wanted. Receiving Heather's defiant gaze, Annabelle fired back with a subtle smile and raised her paddle again. $15 million. $15 million? Heather glowered at Annabelle with even more disdain. How could a country bumpkin like her have so much money? She's probably bidding with Rupert's money. But as Heather looked around the room, there was no sign of Rupert. Rupert stood up, strode toward Annabelle, looked at her up and down, and asked sarcastically, "Annabelle, is Rupert aware that you're spending so much money on a cat?" Annabelle stared at Heather as if she was an idiot. "Whether he knows or not is none of your business." "So he doesn't know?" Heather sneered. "Wouldn't it be embarrassing if you got the cat but didn't have enough money to purchase it?" "That's none of your business." Annabelle grinned slightly before she took out a black card and waved it in front of Heather's face. Annabelle found it funny that Heather thought she couldn't afford the cat. It suddenly occurred to Heather that Annabelle had used this black card at RD Boutique to purchase the Elsa dress. Heather couldn't help but grow furious. This time, she had to get that cat. Once more, she raised her paddle and screamed, $20 million. Chapter 137 The Woman I Love. Annabelle wondered if Heather would compete with her for anything she liked. Annabelle looked at Heather and was about to raise her paddle again when a man's voice sounded from the door. $30 million. $30 million. The crowd was in an uproar when the price increased by $10 million. Annabelle scowled and looked toward the door when she heard the familiar voice. She saw Rupert's tall and slim figure. Rupert entered the banquet hall with his noble, elegant stride, his well-tailored suit paired with a dark green tie. Annabelle's heart began to race. She couldn't believe Rupert would come here. A reporter quickly approached Rupert and asked, "Mr. Benton, why would you attend the charity auction tonight?" Rupert replied indifferently, "I just wanted to do something for charity." "Mr. Benton." The reporter intended to ask more questions, but Rupert refused the interview by waving his hand expressionlessly. The MC stated excitedly, "Mr. Benton has raised the price to $30 million. Is anyone else interested in raising the price?" $30 million for the first time. $30 million for the second time. $30 million for the third time. No one is interested to increase the price, right? Deal. The MC gave the final word, and Rupert won the plush cat made by Annabelle for $30 million. Congratulations, Mr. Benton. You bid $30 million for this plush cat. The MC made the announcement. To the sound of the thunderous applause, Rupert slowly made his way onto the stage. The hall's lighting was radiant on his tall, muscular frame. "Thank you very much, Mr. Benton, for your kindness. I donated $30 million to charity." The MC signaled the I staff member to give Rupert the plush cat. Rupert accepted the plush cat with a grin. Annabelle and Heather were fighting over the plush cat just now. So Rupert thought that Annabelle liked it very much. "I'm curious," the MC asked, "Mr. Benton, who are you going to give the plush cat?" Smiling faintly, Rupert stared at Annabelle, who was sitting in the far corner. He cleared his voice and said, "I will give it to the woman I'm in love with." He was going to give it to his beloved woman. When Annabelle heard Rupert's answer, her eyelids moved inexplicably. Bitterness washed over her. Rupert's beloved woman. Was it Candy? Rupert had spent $30 million on this cat. Did he intend to give it Candy when he found her in the future? That was such a twist of irony. Annabelle made the cat herself. Wow, who is that lucky lady? There was a hint of jealousy in the MC's voice. Is she present? Rupert's features softened into a smile. He didn't say anything. Under the envious gazes of the audience, Rupert stepped off the stage and walked to the corner. Heather couldn't help but get excited when she saw Rupert approaching. Was it possible that Rupert bought the cat for her? Heather prayed silently, telling herself over and over that Rupert would give it to her. Her heart skipped a beat as Rupert approached. She smiled lovely and said shyly, "Rupert." However, Rupert ignored Heather. He went straight to Annabelle, who was sitting next to Heather. Rupert neared Annabelle and nodded gently. He stared at her and handed her the cat. "Annabelle, here you are." People immediately started talking about it when the mystery was revealed. So, Mr. Benton handed it to his fiancée. He loves his fiancée dearly. "I'm very jealous of her." Annabelle held her breath as she watched Rupert approach her slowly. It turned out that Rupert bought the kitten she made for her. A moment ago, he announced that he intended to give it to the woman he was in love with. Now he gave it to her. Did it mean that she was the woman he was in love with? Annabelle had mixed feelings. "Annabelle." Noticing that Annabelle didn't react, Rupert frowned slightly. Annabelle collected herself and stated icily, "Sorry, I don't like it." Rupert got upset after being publicly rejected by Annabelle. "Weren't you biting for it just now?" "Well, I don't like it anymore," Annabelle said firmly. "I won't accept anything that doesn't belong to me." Annabelle then rose to her feet and added, "Please excuse me. I'm going to the restroom." She then turned around and headed for the ladies' room. Rupert narrowed his eyes as he watched Annabelle walk away. He knew Annabelle was still angry over what had happened the night before. He was upset too. It was clear to Rupert that Annabelle had feelings for him. It hit him last night on the Ferris wheel that Annabelle loved him. But then he accidentally mentioned Candy, which made Annabelle distance herself from him. All night long, Rupert had been smoking on the couch. He went to Annabelle's room this morning so that he could explain, but she wasn't in her room. He checked with the hotel's receptionist and learned that Annabelle had left in the middle of the night. Rupert spent a lot of effort to find out that Annabelle would attend the charity auction tonight. He dashed over. But as soon as he walked into the auctioning hall, he saw Annabelle fighting over the plush cat with Heather, so he bought it right away. He intended to use the cat to express his love for Annabelle in front of everyone, but she rejected it and walked away without looking back. The unexpected frustration made Rupert unhappy. "Rupert, Annabelle has crossed the line," Heather said glumly as she looked at Rupert's long face. Heather was envious that Rupert had bought the cat for Annabelle. Rupert had also proclaimed in front of so many people that Annabelle was the woman he was in love with, which made Heather even more envious. But Heather was taken aback when Annabelle rejected Rupert. She was unsure if Annabelle was playing hard to get. However, this was a good opportunity for her. Heather continued, "I guess you don't know that Annabelle secretly went to the bar with another man last night." Rupert's attractive face became icy. Chapter 138 "Today is your last day, trust me." Annabelle is a shameless slut. It's like a game to her, seeing how many men she can seduce. "She doesn't deserve your affection," Heather said to Rupert. She used to date Rory and Marcel. Here in France, she went to a bar in the middle of the night to pick up men. "She cheated on you." "Enough," Rupert snapped. Heather was incredibly irritating. He tugged at his tie and checked his watch. Annabelle had been in the bathroom for a long time. What could be keeping her so long? Had she left out of anger? Rupert tried calling Annabelle, but her phone was switched off. Concerned, he headed for the ladies' room.
Rupert, where are you going? Heather called after him. Rupert ignored her. Heather stood up and followed him. A fierce look flashed across her eyes. She guessed that Annie must have succeeded.
Annabelle, you're doomed. Heather murmured. Standing in front of the sink, Annabelle patted her face with cold water and looked up at herself in the mirror. She hadn't had a good sleep last night, and it showed. The dark circles around her eyes were noticeable. She couldn't deny that Rupert had moved her just now. Despite his usual manner of restrained dignity, he'd confessed his love for her in front of everyone. Anyone would be moved. What confused her was the fact that he had called her Candy last night. With Candy still in his life, she didn't know if she could trust Rupert. Annabelle closed her eyes, massaged her temples, and took some deep, measured breaths in an attempt to quell the storm of emotions that raged in her heart. Suddenly, she felt something hard and cold pressed against her neck. It was a sharp knife. Her eyes opened wide with shock. In the mirror, Annabelle saw that it was Annie who held the knife.
Annie, what are you doing?
Annabelle asked, forcing herself to speak calmly. She had been so absorbed in her thoughts that she hadn't even noticed when Annie had come in. It was all Rupert's fault. If it weren't for him, she wouldn't have been so distracted.
Annabelle, today is your last day. Annie said as she pressed the knife against Annabelle's neck. Things were going more smoothly than she had hoped.
Annabelle's suffering would be 1,000 times greater than her own. Annabelle frowned at Annie's words. Hadn't she learned her lesson? After what had happened last time, why was she attempting another attack? If Annie needed another lesson, it would be harsher this time.
Annie, isn't Brett in the banquet hall? Aren't you worried what he might be up to when you're not there to watch him?
Annabelle asked casually. Annie's expression got even darker when she heard Annabelle mention Brett.
You bitch. You're the reason Brett broke up with me. After Brett dumped her, she had to sleep with Joseph, whom everyone regarded as a freak, to get a role. If you hadn't set me up and publicly embarrassed me that day, none of this would be happening.
Oh, yes. That day. Even with a knife pressed against her throat, Annabelle kept her calm.
Didn't you set me up first?
Annie was infuriated now and pressed the blade deeper into Annabelle's neck.
You're pretty, aren't you? What if I ruin your face? Do you think you'll still be able to seduce men?
Try it, then. Annabelle seized the opportunity to hit Annie, rapidly striking her twice in a vulnerable spot and disabling her. Annie wasn't expecting a counterattack, especially not one so expertly executed. She was caught off guard, and the knife was knocked out of her hand. With a clang, it hit the floor. When Annabelle turned around, she saw two burly men standing in the bathroom. And the door to the bathroom had been locked by Annie.
What are you waiting for?
Annie shouted at the men. Get her. Heather had hired the men as a precaution against Annie's failure. It seemed she had been right to worry that Annie might not be a match for Annabelle. Annabelle would not escape death. Annie was so jealous of Annabelle's beauty that she felt a mad compulsion to destroy it. In her mind, the ruin of Annabelle's beauty would be the ruin of the woman herself.
Don't you have any new tricks, Annie?
Annabelle asked in a mocking tone. Last time, Annie had tried to drug her but failed. Did she want to try a more direct approach this time? If so, Annie underestimated her.
Just two men?
The men advanced, attempting to flank Annabelle. Annabelle carefully watched their movements and calculated the perfect moment to strike.
Now.
Just as one of the men reached out to grab her, Annabelle broke his arm with a beautifully graceful deflection. The break was audible, and Annabelle's attacker gasped with pain as he fell to the floor in shock. Annabelle aimed another kick at the other man's chest.
Ah!
With a shout of pain, the second man joined his companion on the floor. Annabelle looked weak,
but she was actually a fiercely capable fighter. Annie took in the scene before her for a few stunned moments, trying to process what had just happened. "You're useless. Restrain her already," she shouted at the men on the floor. "Save it, Annie. They can't help you now," Annabelle informed her with an ice-cold smile. She had hit the men with all her strength. They might need a few months of bed rest to recover from their injuries. "It's your turn now, Annie." Annabelle smiled. "What are you doing, Annabelle?" Annie's shock was plainly written in her expression. How was Annabelle so good at fighting? Even two strong men were no match for her. Annabelle looked at the knife on the floor and asked, "Didn't you say you were going to ruin my face? Should I do the same to you? Or would you rather do it yourself?" "Annabelle, you bitch. Stay away from me." Annie backed away from Annabelle, trying to escape the bathroom. But Annabelle didn't give her the chance. Just as Annie reached the door, Annabelle grabbed her arm and flung her back. Annie hit the floor hard. Rupert heard the noise from outside the bathroom and panicked. "Annabelle, are you okay?" he shouted anxiously. Chapter 139. "I'm fine as long as you are." Rupert tried to enter the ladies' room, but the door was locked. "Annabelle? Are you in there? What happened?" Rupert's voice was deep with emotion. No one answered. Worried about Annabelle's safety, Rupert threw himself against the door until it opened. The moment he was through, Rupert noticed the two injured men on the floor. With her arms crossed over her chest, Annabelle was looking down at Annie, who was lying on the floor. "Annabelle, what happened?" Rupert asked, baffled, as he strode to her. He thought Annabelle was hurt, but it seemed she managed to defend herself just fine. "Oh, nothing." Annabelle lightly dismissed his question as she turned to face him. "What happened to your neck?" Rupert asked, looking at the red mark that Annie's knife had made. The mark was thin. Only someone looking very carefully would notice it. Annabelle hadn't even noticed until Rupert mentioned it. Once she knew it was there, it stung. She touched her neck to check the damage and shrugged. "It's nothing. Let me take you to the hospital," Rupert offered, feeling sorry for her. "No, it's just a little scrape. It'll be healed in a few days." Annabelle rubbed her forehead, attempting to clear her thoughts. Wasn't Rupert at the auction? Why was he suddenly here? "Best to be safe. Let me take you," Rupert said, staring at Annabelle's neck. Despite her assurances, he was still worried. Heather entered the ladies' room and took in the scene. Knowing that Annabelle would attend tonight's charity auction, she had arranged for Annie to ambush her in the bathroom. She had also hired two strong men to kidnap Annabelle as insurance. But all three of them proved to be useless. They were on the floor, and Annabelle was standing. Heather glared at Annie, who looked utterly pathetic. Even with a huge advantage, she couldn't get the better of Annabelle. Annie stared at Annabelle, brimming with hate. Surprising everyone, she suddenly grabbed the knife, stood and lunged at Annabelle, aiming for her heart with all her strength. "You shameless bitch! Go to hell!" Annie screamed in rage. Annabelle had her back to Annie, so she didn't immediately register her crazed attack. By the time Annabelle responded, the knife was already coming straight for her back. "Annabelle, watch out!" Rupert yelled. He noticed Annie's movements in his peripheral while worrying over Annabelle's wounded neck. Annie was too fast. Rupert saw that Annabelle wouldn't be able to dodge the blade, and he leapt forward with an outstretched hand. The knife slashed through his clothing and cut his arm, but Annabelle was unhurt. Rupert's action took Annie by surprise, and she was momentarily stunned. The dagger was dropped once again. "Rupert, are you okay?" Annabelle asked in a mild panic. "It's nothing." Rupert was still more worried about Annabelle than himself. "I'm fine as long as you are." Annabelle blushed. This man. Even freshly wounded, Rupert was incredibly seductive. Your arm is bleeding. Let me bind it up for you, Annabelle said, turning her face away before things got more heated. Some of the hotel staff had heard the commotion, and now they filed in, one after another. They were shocked to see the scene. I'm very sorry, Mr. Benton. This is the hotel's fault. We should have been more vigilant. I apologize for the fright you must have suffered. The staff lifted the two brawny men off the floor and carried them out. Annie took the opportunity to run. Your arm is still bleeding. Let me dress your wound, Annabelle told Rupert. She asked a staff member for a first aid kit and led Rupert to a more comfortable place. Heather tried to follow, but Annabelle prevented her. My fiancé is injured. It's not a convenient time to entertain you. Please leave us alone. Heather looked at Rupert and suppressed jealousy before speaking to him. That cut looks bad, Rupert. I should come, too. Rupert's response was stern and ice cold. Annabelle is with me. This is none of your business. Did you hear him? He doesn't want you here. I feel the same. Annabelle slammed the door. Heather just barely saved her hand from being crushed in the doorframe. Her heart burned with jealous rage. Annabelle, you were lucky this time. But you won't be lucky forever. Next time, I'll make sure you die miserably. Rupert and Annabelle were alone in the lounge. After closing the door in Heather's face, Annabelle turned to see Rupert removing his shirt. He was attractively thin and well-muscled, the delicate ridge of his collarbone creating an alluring contrast with his sculpted torso. His sex appeal was undeniable. Rupert. What are you doing? Annabelle demanded, feeling very hot in the face. If I didn't take off my shirt, how could you treat my wound? Rupert asked innocently. Well. Annabelle conceded helplessly. He had been hurt saving her, after all. Trying not to stare at his ABS, Annabelle took the iodine from the first aid kit and tried to clean Rupert's wound. Rupert saw that Annabelle's face was flushed, and he couldn't stop the smile that spread across his own. After a lot of awkwardness and effort, she managed to bind his wound. Now put your shirt back on. Annabelle snapped in a sour tone as she sorted and repacked the first aid kit. Rupert did as he was told with elegance. Once he was finished, he presented Annabelle with the plush toy. Annabelle, this is for you. Don't say no, okay? Rupert's tone was firm and irresistible. Annabelle was caught up in the romance, and her heart beat faster. The memory of him throwing himself in front of a knife to save her flashed through her mind. It wasn't the first time he had saved her. When the warehouse exploded, Rupert protected her with his body without hesitation. When Nina tried to stab her, he rushed forward to protect her. Rupert had saved her again and again. Was she mistaken in her belief that she was merely Candy's substitute to him? Chapter 140 The plane went out of control. Annabelle's emotions were a little out of control at this time. She stared up at Rupert. Their eyes locked. Her heart was beating with an unexplainable emotion. Thank you, Rupert. Annabelle stretched out and took the plush cat. Rupert's blood had stained the plush cat. Part of its white fur had changed to dark red. As soon as Annabelle took the cat, Rupert chuckled. Are you no longer angry? Rupert said lovingly, taking Annabelle in his arms. What I told you the day before was from the bottom of my heart. Put your faith in me, okay? Annabelle smiled slightly and said nothing. She gently pushed Rupert away. Let go of me. You smiled. Does this imply that you are no longer angry with me? Rupert asked in a low, husky voice. Does it matter if I'm angry or not? Annabelle patted the fluff cat in her hand tenderly. Yes, it is very important to me, Rupert responded in a serious tone while staring at Annabelle. Annabelle pursed her lips and remained silent. Rupert also remained silent for a moment before asking, what occurred in the restroom just now? Nothing. It's just that Annie hates me, so she hired two goons to abduct me, Annabelle stated indifferently. Rupert scowled as he recalled what happened. So you beat those two men up? Or what should I have done? Annabelle questioned, shrugging her shoulders. Rupert narrowed his eyes and looked at Annabelle curiously. His fiancée surprisingly proved to be an excellent fighter. Annabelle, terrified by his intense stare, sprang to her feet.
Okay, let's get going. The auction isn't over yet, right?
Now that Rupert had already bought the plush cat, Annabelle needed to find something else to buy. As the owner of Leo Studio, she needed to buy something to promote her studio. But Rupert grasped her arm before she could take a step forward. He then drew her into his arms. Annabelle lost her balance and landed on his lap. In this position, they seemed so intimate. Annabelle tried to get up, but Rupert's large hands gripped her shoulders tightly. His deep, raspy voice rang in her ear.
Annabelle, you've fallen in love with me. Why can't you admit it?
Stop talking nonsense. Annabelle's heart skipped a beat. Rupert asked, why don't you face your feelings? Annabelle's body froze when she heard that. She frowned and shouted, I don't. Rupert lowered his head and began kissing her passionately before she could finish her sentence. Even though his lips were cold, the kiss was warm, and it set Annabelle's heart racing. The temperature in the lounge began to increase. The mood shifted to romantic.
Annabelle, please don't turn me down again, okay?
Rupert's deep eyes were filled with passion. He breathed quickly and pleaded with her. Annabelle didn't realize she hadn't pushed him away until now. She inhaled deeply to calm herself, then glared at Rupert.
Rupert, don't go too far. Don't ever do that to me again before I give you my answer.
Looking at Annabelle's pretty yet angry face, Rupert asked, don't do what?
Like what you did just now.
Rupert chuckled.
What did I do?
The intimate scene lingered in Annabelle's mind. Embarrassed and enraged, she punched Rupert in the chest and yelled, how dare you ask me? Rupert took her hand in his and pressed it against his lips.
I'll wait for your answer, Annabelle.
He spent a couple more days in France resting. He prepared to return home when the wound on his arm had almost healed. The day was bright and warm. The sky was boundless. Annabelle stopped in front of Rupert's jet.
What's the matter?
Rupert shifted his gaze to Annabelle, who was standing next to him. His eyes were filled with concern.
Nothing, Annabelle answered, shaking her head.
But she was uneasy. The sense of unease was so strong, as if something terrible was imminent.
Are you still afraid of heights?
Don't be afraid. I'm right here with you, Rupert stated this while holding her hand. His gentle voice eased her greatly. She followed him into the jet, smiling. The plane took off and quickly soared into the sky. Annabelle was lost in thought as she stared at the clouds through the window. The benefit of this journey to France was finding who was responsible for the ice and fire incident, which helped Benton Group go back on track and even go higher. By the way, have Judson and Marilyn admitted to their crimes?
Annabelle asked, looking at Rupert.
Rupert scowled. Judson pleaded all guilty, while Marilyn insisted that she was innocent.
I see, Annabelle replied thoughtfully.
It appears that Judson genuinely loves Marilyn. Unfortunately, Judson allowed himself to be deceived by the so-called true love and committed crimes. Rupert grinned and made no comment.
I'm not sure how much love jewelry is involved in this matter.
Annabelle massaged her forehead. Even though Judson had pleaded guilty to all of the charges, Annabelle still felt that things weren't that simple. Rupert looked at her gaunt face and said softly, don't overthink the situation. You have been feeling exhausted during your time in France. Get some rest now.
All right.
Annabelle nodding. She was indeed exhausted, so she closed her eyes and rested. Annabelle finally nodded off after some time had passed. The jet began to tremble slightly, and then was tossed up and down. The trembling awakened Annabelle. She grabbed Rupert's hand subconsciously.
Rupert, what is happening?
We might have run into a strong airflow. Rupert gently held Annabelle in his arms.
Don't be scared. Just close your eyes. It will be over soon.
Annabelle felt relieved by Rupert's warm embrace. However, the plane continued to tremble more and more violently. Rupert's expression changed a few seconds later. The continual shaking was not caused by normal airflow. Something awful was about to happen. Sure enough, a stewardess hurried over to him. "Bad news, Mr. Benton. The plane has lost control."